We're continuing with the footnote Na'avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim had quoted from the Shlah, which is an acronym for Shnei Luchot HaBrit, where he recommended to his children that they invest in some asset that will give a profit over time, an asset which is halachically permissible, something that doesn't give them interest from collecting interest from a fellow Jew, but rather something like a house or a storefront that they'll buy, where there'll be a steady income, and then they'll take half the profits and invest it in Torah study, help poor people learn Torah for the sake of heaven. Specifically, one has to be careful with the children of those who are not learned, who want to learn Torah. Use your money to help them, to assist them, to support them, specifically those that cannot help themselves, that come from a house where they don't have any financial backing. That was the Shlah's advice to his kids. We see many times people who are poor, their parents cannot help them and raise them in the way of Torah. Their parents can't afford to teach them ethics, how to behave properly, to be a God-fearing person. And they have no choice. They're going to continue the cycle going in their parents' ways. So you have to be very careful to help them out. That's one of the biggest acts of kindness a person can do, to give an education to a child who won't get one otherwise. There are many children, even in the United States today, who go to public school because their parents just can't afford to send them to a Jewish day school. And so that's a big deal. If you can help fund a scholarship, help fund a student's getting a Jewish education, so then you're helping him break out of the cycle and lead a family that will be observant and correctly observant. Yes?
There was a term that we used earlier on that the Rav said he was going to...
Heter Iska.
Heter Iska. Okay, remind me later. We'll get back to it, okay? ובחצי השני של הרווח תחזקו את עמוד השני, הוא עמוד העבודה. And use the other half of the profit to strengthen the other pillar of the world, and that is the pillar of the work. דהיינו לתן חלק מה לכל הצדקות ולכל חברות הקדושות שבעיר. We know that avoda is often a reference to gmilut chasadim. So give a portion to the different charities. בכל פעם שנותנים כי הם עבודת השם יתברך. They are the service of Hashem, כדי שיהיה לכל, שיהיה לכם חלק בכל עבודתו יתברך, כאילו הייתם בחיי חייכם. By having these different institutions run, and you'll have a hand in each of them, you'll divide your wealth in that way, so then you'll have a portion in what they do consistently. It's as though you're still alive. ולעשות גם כן נר של תפילה, and one more thing you should do, is support the light in the shuls. That's something which people underrate. The Sfardim know what a big mitzvah that is, to be part of the funding of the electricity, to ensure we have lights so we can learn. Once upon a time it meant buying the candles or funding the candles. We say it every Shabbos. V'chol mi shenotnim... Right. Ner lema'or. Whoever supports the candles, we have a special mishaberach for them. Those who support the lighting. והחלק השלישי מהקרן יהיה מונח, מוכן ומזומן להחזיק פה את עמוד אור העולם. העמוד השלישי הוא גמילות חסדים. So he said, one is the Torah, two is the different charities, and within that he says, fund the lighting of the shuls. And the final point he says is the third pillar of the world, and that is the kindness. דהיינו להלוות לעניים על משכונות טובים דווקא, to give loans to the poor, but make sure you get good collateral. I'm not sure. He says, but be very careful that you don't lose any of the principle. You should always do your charity off of the profits, not the principle. Maintain the principle so that it will continue funding the profits so you can continue doing this kindness. So that's the advice, the first chapter, the first paragraph of advice that the Shlah gave his children.